Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Rivers of life. Amen. Hallelujah. My name is Matthew. I serve here in Athens. Myself and Armad, serving one from Atlanta, will be speaking to you all this morning briefly concerning morning times. Most of the fellowship will be coming from page 5 of your packet here. So if you want to turn to there, that'd be great. Just a general overview. Our burden this week is that we would impart to you a vision and a burden concerning the importance and need of having a morning time, but also give you practical handles on how to have a morning time with the Lord. So the first three messages are mainly on the side of the need, the importance, and the spiritual vision concerning what takes place when we spend time with the Lord in the morning. And the last three are mainly on the practical side, giving us handles on how to spend time with this invisible person that we love. So in message 1, Morning Revival, page 5, maybe we could read the bold together, the purpose and practice, and then the title being rooted. The purpose and practice of having a morning with the Lord. Day 1, being rooted in Christ and having a hidden life with the Lord. That's not there, but that's what I pray right. So there are three key verses that it brings out here. The first is Colossians 2:7. Maybe we could read that with a strong spirit. Having been rooted and being built up in Him. Amen. If you have a pen, underline been rooted, being built. Been rooted, being built. And then Colossians 3:3-4 says, your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse 4 starts, when Christ, our life, is manifested. So we have a life that is of the Lord that is unseen. It's hidden. And our life with the Lord, as such, should be a hidden life. We all enjoy the meetings. We sing. We just had an awesome time singing about the Lord and to the Lord. But because the corporate grace in the church life is so rich, we may unintentionally neglect our personal, affectionate, private time with the Lord. And that's just not adequate. So, praise the Lord. Matthew 6:6, maybe we can read that together. But you, when you pray, enter into your private room and shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. All right, circle, underline, highlight the word enter, shut, pray. Let's say that together. Enter, shut, pray. Okay, so we want to enter into a private room. We want to be private with the Lord. He desires to spend time with us. And, you know, in Matthew 25, there's the parable of the virgins. The 5 prudent virgins were those that knew the Lord. And a little Greek lesson, the word for I never knew you has a prefix of coming under. So it's as though they spent private time with the Lord, meeting in an underdwelling. So we need to find a place. This is very practical. In your dorm room, a place on campus, a library, your car, find a place, private. Shut the door is the second point. Shut your door. So positively, we need to shut the door so it's just us and Him. And on the negative side, we want to shut the door to everything else. One practical handle here is your phone is a door. It's a doorway to the entire world. It's good to shut your door on your phone. Turn it off. Set it aside. Put it on airplane. Don't look at it. One thing that my wife has helped me see is that it's good, if you're going to use your phone, Just use it as a timer. Set the timer, set it down, walk away, and spend the time with the Lord. Enter into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. So these words, in secret, are very, very precious. We need to pray, which one definition of prayer is to spend time with the Lord, to contact God, to absorb God. These verses in Colossians 2:7 says that we've been rooted in Christ, that we're being built up in Him. The matter of roots and being rooted is not that exciting. No one's ever heard roots grow. It's silent, it's very small, daily, but it's extremely essential for that that plant's going on. And the more the plant grows, the more root system it needs. So as we grow in the Lord, as we develop our relationship with Him, increasingly we want to have a hidden life with Him. You know, there's a point here on page 5. It's the second paragraph, last sentence. How much of our spiritual life before God has never been divulged? When I was growing up, if you had any kind of experience of the Lord, big or small, you should get up and tell everyone about it. That was testifying, according to my background. But when I found this truth out about having a hidden life with the Lord, it radically changed my Christian life. There are precious experiences of the Lord that we can have with Him in private that they don't need to be divulged. We don't need to share them with anyone. And actually, by sharing them with others, we may lose the preciousness of those experiences. So our morning time with the Lord is precious, but it may not be exciting. But that doesn't mean it's not precious. There was a point when I was in the full-time training, I found a private room. It was a mop closet, and it was not exciting mop closet. I just would walk in there. There was mops, brooms, and chemicals. But that was my holy of holies. That was my private room. And for 2 years, I got to spend time with the Lord. And most mornings were not exciting, but I was developing a root system. And the more downward growth we have, the stronger our Christian life will be. Here's another great quote. So this is the first paragraph, the last sentence. If all that we have is that which is exposed, it is no wonder that we wither away as soon as the sun comes and scorches us. In our spiritual life, nothing sustains us like the hidden life. Praise the Lord. We need a hidden life with the Lord. So I hope you'll see this and receive it. And I think each of our experience would also amen this. It would back it up, because we know that when we have personal, private, affectionate, romantic time with the Lord, the rest of the day, we're just drawing from those experiences. We're sustained. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's say those three words again. Enter, shut, and pray. Enter, shut, pray. Keep this in mind. I pray these words would percolate in you, and they would just come up again and again. Enter, shut, pray. One last practical thing is that when we open to the Lord, our root system, it's just through prayer. So we enter to spend time with the Lord. We shut the door to everything else. And our prayer is just one of opening. Lord, I want to know You. I want to see You in Your Word. Amen. Lord, I want to gain You today. I love You. You're the most precious one. I consecrate my whole life to You. Lord, everything concerning today, I just give to You. Small prayers like this just give the way for the Lord to have the thoroughfare in our being, for Him to go deeper and deeper. Armad is going to finish with a little bit more fellowship.
Hallelujah. And wasn't that good? About developing a hidden life with the Lord. So if you look at this on day one, there's actually two parts. Matt covered mostly more on having a hidden life in Christ. There's another matter, though, being rooted in Christ. And in particular, I want to focus on the very last paragraph. You know, there's a verse in Psalm 80 that says that the children of Israel were like a vine before the Lord, and he wanted them to be deeply rooted. So this matter of having a root system, because you may wonder, why is this last paragraph here, where he says, although even 10 minutes is good, it is best to spend 30 minutes to enjoy him at the start of each new day. I was wondering, like, why is that there? But you kind of realize that the burden is not just merely to have a root system, but to have a deep root system. You know, desert plants, a reason why they're able to survive is because they have a very deep root system. Because, you know, the water that comes down, it gets saturated into the soil, but it's so hot that the water that's on the surface evaporates too fast. So for them to survive, they have to be able to soak out the water that's hidden deeper under the soil. And if you equate this to Matthew 13, you know, in the parable, the Lord says that those seeds that are sown in the rocky places, the problem is that they don't take deep root. So when the sun comes, it scorches them away. And so they wither and die. And based on what we heard last night, you know, there's actually a God of this age. And in his hand is the might of death. So actually, every time we come in the morning, we get some life from the Lord, right? Hallelujah, he's the rich soil. Amen. It's very good to be planted in him. Amen. But you know, you have to spend more time in that soil to get more nutrients. Otherwise, throughout the day, you know, Satan is very subtle. And he has ways to slowly suck that life out throughout the day. I'm realizing in my experience, you know, wherever we're at, it's fine, you know. If we come to the Lord, we just start where we're at. If we come 10 minutes, that's fine. But over time, we shouldn't just be satisfied with that. But actually, we should have a desire to advance. So as we're spending time in the morning, maybe over time, our morning time with him would increase. Maybe to 15 minutes, maybe to 20, 30 minutes, who knows? But in this way, you're able to absorb more nutrients in the ground. And so when Satan comes, you know, you have more life. The Lord is the sevenfold intensified spirit. So the more we can get out of him, the more he can counteract that death that's coming across us throughout the day. And actually, also, you'll find that it doesn't mention it here, but morning time is one thing. But actually, you'll realize throughout the day, you may have to have another set time to come to the Lord and spend more time to absorb him. The more we're able to do this, the more we develop this, the more we're able to absorb more of him. So we need to develop deep roots down in the Lord. So it's really a matter of us increasing our quantity, our time that we spend with the Lord. And even in that time, even the quality should improve. I'm reminded of this book by Watchman Nee, Deep Calls Unto Deep. You know, initially you may come to the Lord, say you're calling on his name. Maybe you may come to call his name just to wake yourself up. And that's very good. You call on the Lord, you get something. But eventually, as you spend more time, our spirit should actually be growing, should be getting stronger. Amen. We should be strengthened into our inner man. Amen. So when you really call Lord Jesus, for example, it gets deeper over time. And you're really touching your spirit to really contact the Lord, really absorb the nutrients. So really, that's what I have here to fellowship here. We want the quantity of our time with the Lord to increase and also the quality to increase over time. We don't want to just be satisfied where we're at. So with that, maybe we can end in this way. There's a suggested hymn, 643. Maybe we can sing that hymn if the piano guitar players. 643 and 510 are good hymns to use as you're spending your time with the Lord. We'll sing the hymn, and then we'll give you 20 to 30 minutes to spend time with the Lord. And we'll come back at 9 o'clock.